This is the Milk Run. A Shadowrun 5th Edition home game podcast.
No hits.
No hits on 15 dice.
Oh, look at that.
Mechanicals,
too. Mechanical pens. Oh,
yeah. Because we're playing in the future.
Welcome to the Milk Run. We are a Shadowrun actual play podcast. We're delighted to be here with you. This is our very first episode. We're going to go around the horn and introduce the party. My name is Just Rick. I will be playing the elements of Seattle 2075. And our first player is Kenny. Kenny, tell us about your character.
My character is Riker. He's a mystic adept elf. And he's got silvery white hair, and he's good at stealthy infiltration things and pistols, and I guess beyond that, we'll figure out in a story more about him.
Alrighty, next up is Tim.
Backstory pending, but I've got a little bit of an idea. I have a dude named Floyd Zucker. He is a human technomancer. He doesn't go by Floyd Zucker, though. We'll talk about that later. He's a technomancer, but he's really new to the shadow running thing and has pretty much no combat capabilities whatsoever. But he's a very, 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 very good hacker, and he's very good with people. So we're going to see how that works out. It may not at all.
Alrighty, next is Miss Kathy.
My character is Malik Brozik, and he is a street ganger, a former street ganger, and he has a cyber arm that is equipped with an awesome weapon.
Hell yeah.
And there'll be more to come on why that is in the future.
All right, next up is Miss Katie.
I am Ocala Shamoon. I'm an elf, and I'm a whale shaman.
And, oh, that's awesome!
I've never. This is my first time doing anything like this. I'm a little older. I'm here just to get some money so that I can cure my grandson. And that's all you guys really need to do. No.
Alrighty. Next on going around the horn is Zach.
I'll be playing Bubbles. He's a dwarf rigger. That's all you need to know right now.
As you can see, our team is experienced Shadowrunners already. We've played a whole four times now, I think. So they know
we're good.
They know to play it close to the vest. But three of the members of the team, Riker, Malik, and Bubbles, have already completed a run together. They know each other and are familiar with one another. Let's see. We'll go ahead and start with Malik. It is 3 p.m., November 10th, 2074, in Seattle, UCAS. What is Malik doing?
Malik.
Hmm?
Sorry.
It's me!
She's like, I don't know.
What am I, him?
You tell me, Jess, Rick. I'm hanging out on the street, you know, ganging.
I thought you were former ganging.
I'm just hanging
out. Ganging alone.
You're slipping back in your old ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, calling up my old friends, seeing what's shaking. Straight out of Seattle.
I don't know what I'm doing.
That works for me, yeah.
That's fine. So you're just hanging on the street corner.
I'm hanging out on the street corner.
Drinking a beer out of
going to allow this
paper bag.
Pretty much waiting for something awesome to happen.
Hanging around the turf. It's been a quiet week since you made a little bit of money doing an extraction job last week.
That was bitching.
Might be a bonus episode someday. It's pretty much a hot mess.
Do you actively try to cover your gun arm, or do you just let it hang out?
I hadn't thought about that.
No. If you're hanging out in my gang territory, you probably don't have to worry about it.
Okay, yeah, I'm in gang territory.
Do you have like enough of a rep rep there that, like, they kind of leave you alone and let you do whatever you want to do, kind of thing?
Yes.
Nice.
I approve.
Okay. What is, what's Record doing?
Let's see. I guess we just did that job, so,
it's been about a week, yeah.
It's been about a week. I guess I will be out, probably out looking at guns. Looking to buy some new stuff, but...
Doing a little shopping?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Where do you want to say you are? You want to be... How about, like, a Redmond Barrens market?
That's fine. Okay. I'm just window shopping at the moment.
Yeah, you happen to know of a place on the edge of the Barrens, not far from the Squatter Mall, where a bunch of black... what do they call that? The, Why am I blanking on that? We call it arms dealers and all that. The black market.
Black market.
I thought it was going to be a crazy one. Yeah. I was like, black tunnels? I don't know what
Panthers.
So I'm hanging out with black arms dealers.
Yeah. Alrighty, so you you found a black market that you know of in the Redmond Barrens. And your comlink gets a ping. And you see on when you open, or do you open it?
What is it? Who is it?
It's actually unknown.
Unknown.
You can tell by the message type. It doesn't look to be a text message. It looks to be like a GPS point.
Guess you don't care what I'm doing.
Well, yeah, I'll answer it. I'll just say yeah.
Okay. You open it up, and it requests your permission to drop the GPS in your map.
Wait a minute. They want my location?
It wants to place one in your map.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Okay, you see a marker, and it's about a block away. It's coming from the southeast, and it's actually closing in on your location.
Cool. And that's it? No one was talking to me?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, I will get into cover somewhere and try to peer out and see what's going on.
Okay. You in, like, an alley?
Sure.
Okay, if you dip down an alley, and see... when you get back there, everything's quiet. That marker, as you're watching, it keeps closing and closing and closing, and you start to hear a whirring about 30 seconds later, and it sounds like something mechanical is moving your direction.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
It gets really close to you.
I'll put my hand on my gun.
Okay, it gets really close to you, and it stops.
Do I see it?
Oh.
Okay. Can I peek?
Sure.
Peek.
Okay. When you peek out, you see a small one-wheeled drone. It's about the size of a unicycle with a little container on the top, and it's got a retinal scanner on the front of it.
Mm-hmm. That's it? It's not making any more noises or approaching anymore?
You get about that time, you get a second message.
What is the second message?
It says, scan to open. It's from the same unknown sender from before.
Fine. With my hand still on my gun, with my other hand all... How do I scan? How does that happen?
Well, they want you to put your eyeball on it.
Oh, my.
Ooh.
Buy eyeballs.
I'm going to inspect this thing before I do that.
Okay. Go ahead and roll for it.
What am I rolling?
Let's see. Just give me...
Perception.
Yeah, just give me a perception test. That's a good idea.
Visual?
Yeah, visual plus... or you can even do touch if you have any kind of thing.
I'd rather do visual.
Okay. Yeah, do visual, and I think it's plus intuition.
Oh, I already got the tool here.
Okay. By the way, listeners, be gentle. There are a lot of things we'll get wrong.
Two hits.
Two hits? Okay, with two hits, you don't find any kind of openings or anything. You can see where there's a little door on the top of this container. It's basically a container about the size of a shoebox on a single wheel, and it's balancing. And you can tell that there is a slot on the front that would open. Presumably, if you let this thing look at your eyeball.
Do I know in the Shadowrun universe if eyeballs... that's kind of eyeball retina scanning thing is kind of like a...
it's the norm.
I mean, no, I'm saying like that would put me at risk of being... identified, so it's kind of like a thumbprint, right?
I mean, yeah, it's biometrics, so yeah, something would take that transaction and log it.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
Bam.
Totally not.
Okay.
So, the thing's not moving?
Mm-mm.
How big is it?
It's about 2 feet tall.
2 feet tall.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty small. It's about a unicycle. Picture a unicycle with a shoebox on top. That's about what it looks like. These things are pretty common. It's a transport drone.
Okay. I'm thinking about if I should take it or try to pry it open. I'll try to pry it open.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay, go ahead and make what are you going to use?
I'm wondering that right now.
Or if you have like a hardware skill, like you might be able to figure out a way to open it.
I don't think I have a hardware skill.
Oh, really?
I have a tiny pool for demolitions. Clubs, blades. I have mostly weapon things. Sorry, I'm perusing this. Son of a bitch. How about I'll look around the alley that I'm standing in and see if there's any broken shit or like a piece of metal or something.
Yeah, there's a lot of debris. This is one of the crummier ends of parts of town, so there's lots of debris. If you rummage around for a little bit, you find a pretty good size, about 2.5 foot piece of rebar that you think you could probably do some damage with this thing.
Okay, I'm going to grab it, bring it back to this thing and try to pry open the compartment.
To pry it open? Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead and make a strength, and like if you have clubs or something to that effect, go ahead and just roll that. Tell me how many hits you get.
Strength.
Mm-hmm.
Clubs?
Sure.
Is that what you said?
Yep.
Okay.
If you have that skill.
I do.
Okay.
Never thought I'd use it, but here we go.
Three hits. Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, you nail it. It puts a pretty good scuff on it, but it doesn't seem to affect it at all. And about that time, the drone, when it reels and re-steadies itself, turns around and drives away.
Well, not if I grab it.
Go for it. Make a
reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Just reaction?
Sure. Yeah, I guess that'd be it. Just do straight reaction. You actually do reaction plus agility.
Plus agility?
Yes.
Nice. Nice. Oh, I approve.
I guess an unconventional test, but
whatever. I love unconventional tests. Oh, he grabs the fuck out of it. That's five.
Five?
Okay, so yeah, you get four net hits. It is caught. So it's trying to whir away. As soon as it leaves, no longer contacting the ground, the wheel stops moving.
This damn thing.
The retinal scanner on the front begins to open, and you can see a little beam where it looks like it's trying to track.
Does this thing look familiar to me at all? I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah, you would see. These are pretty common, like courier drones, basically.
Courier drone.
Mm-hmm. Like, imagine if you ordered something off of Amazon. Same day delivery might shoot one of these, you know, just to come flying if it was local.
God damn it. Fine, after wrestling with it in my mind very hard, I'm going to put my eyeball in the fucking thing.
Okay, you put your eyeball in the
begrudgingly
thing. And it pops open, and inside there is a little scroll that looks like electronic paper.
An Elder Scroll?
Nope.
What should I do now? Oh, I'll grab it.
Okay. Are you unroll it?
Sure.
Okay, when you unroll it, it's just...
Your eye falls out. Your suspicions were correct.
Night Errant descends on your position. You open it, it's a piece of electronic paper, and it says,
Reroll.
It says, thanks for your trust. If you're interested in work, be at the Barefoot Pelican in the Payala Barrens. It's 6 p.m.
Okay.
Very nice.
Contact your team.
Awesome. Now I'm going to destroy this machine.
Okay. About that time before, when you finish reading it, a couple seconds afterward, the electronic paper goes blank.
Oh, excellent. And the machine doesn't self-destruct or anything?
No. Okay. You're still holding it, I presume.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, I guess I'm going to... Do I know anything about these things? Like something I could disable or to just break the fucking thing? I don't know anything about
that. You'd know that they're pretty tough. I mean, they're vandal resistant, so you'd probably have to hit it with something heavy to open it or destroy it. But it's a little drone. I mean, you could certainly destroy it.
All right, I'm going to destroy it.
All right, so you don't have to roll for that. We'll just say that you angrily beat it into submission. And the drone is disabled.
I don't want anything to keep my eyeball information.
It's not like it's connected to the Matrix or anything. Okay, so are you going to call your team?
Yeah, sure. I'll call... Who do I know again?
You know Malik and Bubbles.
I'll call Bubbles.
Okay.
So what time did it say?
It said to meet at 6.
Meet at 6.
And it's about 1.
All right, ring, ring, Bubbles.
Hello.
Yo. I just got a message from a suspicious-looking drone thing. Why don't you come pick me up, because it sounds like someone wants to talk to us.
Where are you?
I'm in an alleyway. It's pretty shady-looking. No. Where's my... Renton?
I'm here right now. Redmond Barrens.
Redmond Barrens. Yep.
Okay.
I'm giving
it's
you...
It's kind of a big place.
Yeah, I'm giving you the location right now. It's on your shit. Look.
Okay.
Don't you know how this works?
All right. I'll be there soon.
Okay. So Bubbles is in transit on the way to Wrecker's position.
I guess I'll call you two.
Okay, as we say.
Remy Malik.
What up?
Yo, Bubbles is coming to get me. I got a message. We're going to go meet someone. Possibly make some money.
I'm in. Where are we going?
What did it say again?
It's a place called the Barefoot Pelican.
Oh, the Barefoot Pelican.
When you look at the GPS, it's like right on the edge of the Puyallup Barrens and Auburn.
Barefoot Pelican, Puyallup Barrens, and Auburn.
Have I heard of this place?
Probably not.
Okay, you guys going to come get me, or do I need to come to you?
I'll see if I can talk Bubbles into picking you up. He's a little stubborn.
Yeah, I remember.
He's particular.
All right, well, let me know. I'm here. Hanging out.
All
right.
I'm breezy.
Well, if he shows up, I'm going to say we need to go get Remy Malik. That's what I'm going to call you, by the way.
Remy Malik?
Well, that's the name of the guy in Mr. Robot.
Oh, is it? Okay. Oh.
The actor.
Alrighty. Ocala, what are you doing?
I'm in the big city. I'm walking around, looking for stuff.
Downtown Seattle?
Hell yeah.
Checking things out?
Sightseeing. Kind of scared, but I got this.
Okay.
Yep.
What's the name of your contact? The big one?
Roger.
Now, do you remember his name?
Roger.
Was it Roger?
Roger Pattinson.
Oh, that's right. Roger Pattinson. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, your comlink buzzes, and it's Roger.
Does he sparkle?
Hey, Roger, what's going on?
So, same old love. How are you?
I'm in the big city. It's wonderful.
Enjoying yourself in Seattle, eh?
Yes, very much so.
Right, right. Well, I called with news. I got a strange phone call. Someone I don't know from the German Free State says he's found work for you in Seattle if you're interested.
Absolutely. Money? Money, I hope.
He says, I've been assured that you'll be compensated.
Okay. And do you, while I have you, is there anyone that you know of that could help me out in Seattle while I'm in town?
Oh, yeah, right. Got to scratch the itch. Okay, yeah, I'll send someone along.
Thank you.
Sure thing. Ta love. And he hangs up. And about that time, you get a GPS point for the Barefoot Pelican. And it's a time to meet at 6:30.
It's Rick's. What, 3:30? 4?
It's about 1 now.
Oh, we said 3 when we were talking to Malik.
Oh, did we? Oh, yeah. It can be 3. That's fine.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I just wrote 1 on my sheets.
Oh, okay. So is it 1 or 3?
It's 3 then. That's fine.
3? Okay. Sure. Well, I'm going to head that way, I guess, on foot, because I don't know where this place is at.
That'd be a long walk.
So I'm just gonna walk then. I'm gonna keep and head that way.
Start walking that
I'm
way.
I'm just gonna start walking okay, that yeah, way. Right. I got 3 hours to get there.
That's
so.
Yeah. Between that and maybe hopping on little buses here and there, you could probably do it. In three hours.
But I don't. I'm just.
And because this place is in the Barrens, but because it kind of is right on the edge of Auburn, which is a pretty industrial area, it wouldn't be hard to take some kind of transit there, or even a cab if you paid them a little extra.
Call a Rebu.
Yeah.
A Rebu?
Yeah, it's Uber
spelled
backwards.
Oh.
A Rebu?
I don't know, I just made that up. I feel like that should be a thing.
Alright,
Tiffle? Tiffle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't use Rebu.
Okay.
Remember that if you have not a poor lifestyle, you can pretty much just get cab rides whenever you want.
Yeah, as long as you have anything above, like, a squatter. You know, your food and transit and that kind of stuff is factored into that.
Yes, this is my first time in the city. I'm just trying to check it out.
Floyd, what are you up to?
Floyd is, he is in a diner in Auburn. It's a couple blocks away from, his dive apartment. And okay. He's, kind of sitting in the back corner. He kind of wears a hoodie and then like kind of zip up, but he kind of keeps to himself and everything. But at the same time, when the waitress comes up, I mean, she doesn't bother him. You know what I mean? She doesn't mind him being there and everything. Cause he just kind of works his magic with her, you know? So he's just got a coffee on the table, and he's got his hoodie up and everything, and he's just in AR, mucking around. He's researching at the moment. He's kind of deep diving into the Matrix, into some sketchier places kind of thing to learn more about... he's actually trying to find more people like him. And that's pretty much what he's doing. He hasn't been very successful thus far, though. It's okay. Kind of hard to get out of the reaches of people that can reach you.
Yeah, if you're doing that, you're probably having a hard time. You might even be a little nervous. You're searching around, and when you get to sites that you think might be illegal, you're maybe
Right, exactly. So he's being very cautious, and he's not getting very far because of that.
Okay, what was the name of your former coworker?
Former coworker's name is...
That was his relation to you, right?
What's that?
I think we're talking about the same guy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. His name was, Phil?
Phil?
I think so.
Okay.
Hold on. This guy had a name. It was written on something else. I can't remember. But I feel like his name was Phil.
We'll run with Phil for now.
Let's go with Phil for now.
Okay. So you're a Comlink Prince.
Yeah.
It's Phil.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
You answer? Okay. Yeah. You hear him, he's crunching potato chips, it sounds like. He says, hey, buddy, what you doing?
Hey, Phil, what's up, bud?
Oh, you know, just keeping an ear to the ground. Might have a little work for you. Are you interested?
Oh, I don't know, man. I'm nervous.
He says, oh, come on, buddy. You got to jump in with both feet. You and I both know you need the money.
You're right. Okay.
And don't forget, if I don't get my 10%, I'll let out your little secret.
Yes, I know. Okay, please. Don't remind me.
Come
what
on,
do you
buddy.
Got? What do you got? What do you
I
got?
Was up all night to search in some pretty dark corners to get this contact.
Okay. But
there's a team that could use somebody with your abilities. They want you to meet at this time.
Okay. Anybody I should be worried about?
He says, I don't know much about it. Actually, this guy's a new player.
So you don't know much about it, and you're sending me out to it first?
He all says, right. Hey, all right. Buddy, all right. Buddy, it's work, right?
Right.
Got to make work. That new yen.
It's work.
Okay, pal. Well, here's the GPS.
All right. Thanks.
Have a good appreciate one.
It. Yeah.
Click.
Alright.
He's kind of a jerk.
Sounds like it. That guy. Please.
What does Floyd look like?
Floyd is he's 20. He's average build kind of thing, actually probably a little bit on the scrawnier side.
Is he human?
He's a human. He's got blonde hair and he's got blue eyes. But you rarely ever see that. He keeps his hood up pretty often. But when he takes it down, it's almost like rays shoot out of the back of his head, like sun rays, because he's just like he's got really pretty eyes, you know. So he doesn't really show that off very much.
Mm.
Yep.
Okay.
Good-looking guy though.
Fantastic. Okay.
Everything I want to be.
So what do you guys do?
So get that information and what's in the area of where he wants to go, where he's sending him.
Oh, where he's going? Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's in the Puyallup Barrens. It's kind of a rundown part of the city. It's hard to find maps of it, really.
Okay.
Just because it's populated, but it's mostly like non-sinners and squatters and that kind of thing.
Okay.
But it's right on the edge of Auburn, so you could presume that there's a lot of factories and that kind of thing around there.
Okay.
On the way into the Barrens, it looks like it's about a mile or two in.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. You're supposed to get a lay of the land, kind of thing, I guess.
Sure.
That's it.
Okay. Does anybody want to do anything before the meet?
Smoke a cigarette.
How long a time is it? Like 3 hours until the meet?
Yeah, just about.
Mm. I'm going to be walking and stuff, and then about an hour into my walking, I start getting a little tired.
Okay.
I just get a cab there, and I'm just going to go sit and eat there.
Okay.
Yep, mm-hmm. I'm just going to wait. I'm going to be there for 2 hours before anyone else gets there.
Okay. Did you want to take a break, Zach?
No, I was just...
Oh, I thought you wanted to smoke a cigarette. I was like, we can stop for a second. Okay, so Ocala, when you arrive at the Barefoot Pelican, it's pretty run down. It's actually in a an old strip mall, or what in the early part of the century anyway would have been called a strip mall.
I'm familiar.
Yeah, the buildings on either side... Yeah, you probably are, actually. The buildings on either side of the Pelican are bombed out. The whole storefronts are just destroyed. The roofs have collapsed. But the Pelican
Charming.
Is standing. You get there, it's about, we'll say it's about 5:15. Does that work?
Sure.
Okay.
So how long in the cab would it have taken? Yeah. After I walked for about an hour.
Walked for about an hour, probably about another 25 minutes or so.
Okay.
Okay, we'll just call it 5:15. Anyway, you walk in, it's actually not as bad on the inside as it looks from the outside. It's a pretty divey place. There's just a ramshackle kind of bar in the back. Behind it stands an orc. With purple hair, he looks like a ganger type. He's pretty young looking. There's a few people about the place, mostly humans. They all look pretty bedraggled. The furniture is mostly recovered stuff. It looks like it's been made out of car seats and basically anything found in the neighborhood. There's a door in the back corner that behind the pool table that looks to be the restroom, and then another door next to it that's unlabeled. That's about it.
And there's a random dog.
And there's a miniature schnauzer.
Wild dogs on the place.
Is there like a bar, or how is it set up? Just tables?
Yeah, there's a bar, and then there's a lot of like 2-top tables throughout the place. Most of the people are, there's only about 5 of them, are sitting at the bar, kind of bellied up. Nobody's really talking. The trid is on. It's showing some blitzball with a rerun. Saturday's game.
Okay.
Well, we should look up what day of the week it is.
I don't know. What day of the week is it?
Well, I guess I'm just going to take a seat at one of the tables. I don't think I want to sit at the bar.
Okay.
So I'm going to sit at the table and I guess wait for somebody to come over with a menu or anything.
Okay.
The orc...
Or even acknowledge me.
The orc looks at you and then puts his head back down to what he's doing. It looks like he's reading something. And then about 5 minutes later, he looks up again, shrugs, and goes... throws his bar rag over his shoulder and walks out. Says, can I help you, ma'am?
Yeah, can I see a menu?
He says, menu. Okay, sure. He goes, we have soy beer and soy whiskey.
There's your fucking menu.
We'll have a glass of lukewarm water.
Water, huh?
Mm-hmm.
He says, are you sure you want to drink the water around here, lady?
Sure.
All right. He goes back behind the bar and fusses for a few minutes with a glass and comes back, and it sounds like he has a hard time getting the faucet working. When he comes back, he's got the glass of about half full reddish-brown water. He says, there you go, lady.
Thank you.
On the house, and he just kind of shakes his head and walks away.
Thanks.
A couple of the bar patrons, as that goes on, are kind of looking up from their drinks, but nobody says anything.
You mean to tell me this place has free water?
Because we piss in here.
Well, I'm not going to drink that water.
So, Bubbles, you are driving with Riker in your van. Okay.
We're going to pick up Malik, right?
You didn't ask me.
Well.
So you're still in transit if you want to stop by and pick up your teammate.
We need to go get the thugs.
Okay.
All right. So you swing that way, and then you pick her up without incident.
Better pitch it for gas money.
We also need to stop by my apartment and pick up my trench coat.
Jesus Christ.
God.
Unless you've got a trench coat that'll cover this giant arm.
You were kind of patrolling your own turf anyway, so we could say you were pretty close to your house.
Okay. So I went and got my drink.
Red giant arm!
This is worrying and clicking.
I went and got my trench coat before.
The hand is spinning around 360 degrees.
As a prank, could I, like, jump into her arm? Like, take control of her arm?
No, you wouldn't be able to control it.
No?
Mm-mm.
I could.
Not a vehicle. Somebody could. Okay, so when you are getting pretty close to the GPS point...
Stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting yourself.
Yeah, don't do that.
When you get pretty close to the meet point, about a mile away, you actually have to do a little cautious driving. The roads here are pretty bad anyway. They're certainly not maintained by the city. And you're definitely in the Barrens. There is, at one point, half of the road is obscured by a semi-trailer, just a trailer, no truck. So you have to actually slow down a little bit to get through it. And actually, let's see, Bubbles, and then anybody else who would like to in that vehicle can make a perception test.
Visual?
Yep.
Oh, all right.
3 hits.
3 hits, okay.
1 hit.
What are you looking for? Perception?
That's
it.
And then, but what does it mean, visual? I don't see anything.
Oh, I took specialization.
Oh, I see.
Visual.
Roll 6 dice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Kathy.
4 hits.
Nice. Okay, so we got 1, 3, 4. Mm-hmm. Okay, with 1 hit, Bubbles, as you're driving, you probably don't notice, but you do see in the... basically, they're townhouses in a row on either side of the street. At the end of it, it looks like it's a purposeful barricade, but it's not closed right now.
Hmm.
You're able to drive through, and you see movement on either side of you through these townhouses. And with 3 and 4 hits, you guys actually see in the shadows guys running through these townhouses. You know, you can see it through exposed parts of walls that are blown out, windows that are missing, and it looks like. there are or at least, you know, five or six beings of some kind moving through these buildings, but they don't seem to molest you. Neither of those barricades move or anything, and you pass by unmolested.
Is that the only way in or out?
To get to this part of the Barrens, yes.
Okay. It's a little concerning there, Bubbles. Mm-hmm. See some dudes in the roadhouses over here.
Mm.
Thinking we might have some trouble getting out. But that's okay. I brought my gun.
Actually, especially with four hits, Malik, you see on...
Sorry.
You're welcome. You see on some of the buildings around here, spray-painted in neon paint, it looks like the face of almost a cartoonish rat. You have a gang knowledge or anything?
I feel like I got
some. Gangs, yeah.
I do. I have 10.
Oh, you're 10. Nice. Yeah, go ahead and roll.
Can I have...
Three?
Great.
Three
dice.
Good
you.
Job, baby.
Math
is hard.
Malik doesn't do math.
I have a gun.
Basically.
You got a calculator in that thing?
Two, three.
Four.
Four hits. Look at out of 10. That's
diggity damned.
That's good. Yeah, with four hits, you've seen this before. These guys are known as the Wedgwood Rats. You don't know a whole lot about them other than they're pretty small time. They mostly operate here in the edge of the Poyala. And they're a group that you've heard of, but you don't know much about them, other than they're pretty small time.
All right. Small time gangs. No worries.
You know these guys?
We got this shit. I don't know much about them. I just know they're, you know, relatively small gang area. Probably not super strong. I guess better way out.
Okay, and the road winds a little bit. It opens back up, and about 3 minutes later, you are at the Barefoot Pelican.
Okay.
I will walk right in.
Well, I have to park the van first.
You said we're at the Barefoot Pelican.
I'm going to park the van.
Okay. What weapons is everybody bringing with?
I'm going to bring two of my pistols.
Okay.
I'll just bring a pistol.
This is the Barons, so it wouldn't be strange to have a weapon. It'd probably be a little awkward to walk in with, like, an assault rifle.
Right, that's what I figured.
I have concealed holsters for everything.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
It's like Neo walking into that building.
That's all I always picture his character.
Guns. Lots of guns.
Like they have my character or something.
Forearm blades as usual, too.
Oh, yeah. Forearm foot blades.
Yeah. Very nice.
Okay.
So I'm just going to have my arm. I'm basically just wearing my trench coat. And I always wear cowboy boots because I get old school.
And I'm going to walk in swiftly because I haven't had a drink in a while.
It's like a duster. I'm wearing like a duster.
Like it. Yeah. Okay. Flicker, are you getting here soon?
I gotta find a way to get there. I think I will. I'm kind of like. So there's. Okay. So where is this cutoff? I would like to know ahead of time what my path is gonna look like getting there. I can do area knowledge.
Yeah, you can roll it if you don't. Or if you have it.
If I roll it in a note, then I will.
This would be pretty obscure, though.
Four hits?
Four hits? Okay. Yeah, you're familiar with the area. You know that it's pretty industrial until it backs up to the Barrens. As far as a route, you can kind of, as you're looking at the grid guide, last published data of this part of the Barrens, it's pretty tough to see, but it looks like there's at least one way in and out to get specifically to the neighborhood that you're trying to get to.
Okay. Is there any other, do I think there's going to be any problems, like, going out or getting somebody to take me out kind of thing, or?
You would probably have to pay a cab driver a little extra.
Okay. All right. it's just a little bit further.
Okay.
Just a little bit further. Really? No, it's just past his. Just keep on doing that over and over again.
Where am I going, pal?
No, it's just a little bit further.
I don't like to look at his neighborhood. Is that what you're doing? You're taking a cab in?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll take a cab in.
Okay, your cab actually has an orc driver. It's you know, an actual meat driver.
Mm-hmm.
And he agrees to take you that far in. Cool. You notice that as you get closer and closer to the neighborhood, many of the roads are blocked.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one that was open, and you actually find it surprising that you drove past it. This cab driver actually goes a little bit past there,
mm-hmm.
and behind a standing piece of sheet metal is a small alley. It's partially obscured,
mm-hmm.
and there's three or four gangers walking around.
Okay.
And they see this cab driver, and they nod at one another.
Okay.
And they let him pass through this little alley.
Interesting. Okay. Cool.
And you drive through the inside of a building. It's like a tool and die shop. It looks like.
Oh, cool. A lot
of
big,
it's defunct, but there's a lot of equipment here. The parts of it have fallen in the ceiling and everything.
I am sketched out, but yeah. I'm letting it happen.
Yeah, you can tell that something very weird is going on.
Right,
you
right.
You are welcome to shadow running. You are definitely in the underworld now. But sure. You pass by, you see a couple more of these gangers walking by, and they're mostly carrying pistols and that kind of thing. But they just nod at this cab driver and let him go through. And
I ask him.
What's
say
that?
So. I noticed that. Nodding at those gents. Who are they? You know.
He says, sometimes you gotta lay down a little cred to get in and out of these barons.
Gotcha.
Trouble.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so he...
Who are those guys?
He goes, they're the Wedgwood rats. They're pretty small time, but they're vicious if you try to cross them.
Sure, like, fair enough.
Not worth the trouble for me.
Okay. Is this something that you, like, you know, worked out ahead of time? I mean, how did you know them? You know, how did you... How were you able to work
buddy, through
I've
this? Been driving in this city for 20 years.
Excellent. All right.
He goes, that's not the only gang on the payroll.
Okay. Cool. I accept that and I allow it.
Okay. And about two blocks away, he deposits you at the front door of the Barefoot Pelican.
Appreciate it. And I guess I'll hand him some creds however much I have to.
It's covered.
Oh,
you
thank you.
Middle lifestyle, don't you?
No.
What is it?
I'm low life.
Okay, even still, you can afford cab fare.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. I got some creds. Just a few, not a lot, but I got some.
That's fine, yeah. That's part of, I mean, because I think with your lifestyle, you pay something like... I forget how many thousands.
Oh, okay. So, like, little things like that are kind of just...
Yeah, like when a calendar month passes for us, we'll take, you know, the part of the session will be reconciling lifestyle, because that pays for your rent, you know, food and that kind of stuff. That's they lump it all in that way. That
nice.
Way you don't have to worry about every little thing that you buy, you know.
That'll be helpful for my char development later.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, cool.
All right, who's walking... so, you're walking in?
Yeah, sure, yeah. No, I'll walk in. I'll walk in and... open up the doors and kind of flip the hood back.
Okay.
You know?
You guys see a young human walk in.
No, I'm at the bar and is there a bartender?
Yeah. He's got a big orc. He's got the purple hair.
All right. Sweet vermouth on the rocks with a twist. No. I'll order a whiskey and drink it, and when he's not looking, I'll refill it with the flask in my pocket.
Okay. Life imitating the game.
I order a beer.
All right, he pours you a beer. It's actually cold. This bar, even though it doesn't have any lights on, actually has electricity. It would seem most of the time.
When I go in, I want to shoot out my matrix perception a little bit. I want to know, you know, just kind of get a quick feel.
Let's look around
for
the
joint.
Go ahead and give a roll.
That's all right with you.
Sure.
Perception matrix. It's just under perception, right?
I think there... I thought there was a specific matrix perception.
Yeah, I thought there was, too. Matrix perception. There you go. Computer plus intuition data processing.
Limited by it, yeah.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. We'll look into this one later, but that looks like 7 hits.
It was limited by... What's
I have 8. So.
Oh, yeah. Wow, nice.
Yeah.
Good job. Okay.
I want to know what's going on.
When you go to jump on the grid, it's spotty. You have a hard time getting on at first.
A lot of noise.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of noise, but it's also more of a dead zone, really.
Okay.
There's just not a lot of good service out here.
Okay.
Because you're on the edge of Auburn, periodically you can get a pretty good look. And just while you were connected pretty strongly, you were able to get a good look of the area. And you see standard fare, kind of comm links and stuff.
Sure.
Nothing too fancy. You don't see any kind of weaponry or anything.
Okay. Excellent. Anything that I would notice that would say these are probably guys that know what they're doing? Like, see devices that are sitting in pans or anything like that? Or maybe say...
Let's see. I've
got some power going on.
I always assume everybody's running silent. Is that the case?
Me?
For all you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All your gear. Okay, so...
that means I have to look specifically for it kind of thing?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, it wouldn't just show up in a passive search, but,
sure.
You know, because you're looking at the guys and you know who's in the room, it would stand to reason that you could see... at least that there are several pans on these guys.
Okay.
You know, just from visually looking, if you're looking around the bar, you see Riker looks like a shadow runner.
Right. Fair enough. Okay.
He looks like what you picture.
All right.
So does Bubbles too. He looks like a pretty hard scrabble kind of dude. They look pretty tough, and then Malik just looks like trouble. He looks like a big bruiser.
Okay. Fair enough.
And then what also catches your eye is an older elven woman.
Mm-hmm.
She's a Native American.
Okay.
I'm sitting at the table, and I'm looking, just staring and talking to a picture of my grandson on my comm, just looking at it and just, don't worry.
I thought you were about to say staring and talking to my dirty glass of water.
Nope. Talking to my little...
Her movements are really spry, and she's kind of animated, but mm-hmm. What strikes you as odd when you first see her is that she looks a little old to be hanging out in such a tough place.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Okay, then I just realized that I don't think my character really knows what would link me to these guys kind of thing. Like, am I just kind of saying, were you sent by...
Yeah, probably not. Yeah, not yet. Have you gone up to the bar for a drink yet?
Yeah, I'll probably say I'll just kind of sit at the bar and, you know...
Are you old enough to drink?
Really?
Oh, you're 20. Yeah. No, you're not.
No, okay, rock and roll.
No, you're not.
So, I'll just say I'm fine for the moment. Actually, I have a fake sin.
Well, yeah, and this guy...
I could say I was 21.
You're in the Barrens, too. This guy probably wouldn't care.
Yeah. Right, fair enough.
Okay.
So
yeah, I'll serve you.
Just regular beer or whatever.
He turns around. He didn't say anything when you order. He just kind of nods and turns. And then when he comes back and looks at you, he eyeballs you extra long. You can tell he's kind of sizing you up.
Okay. And
when he pushes your beer to you, underneath it is a cocktail napkin.
Oh, okay. Which I should probably notice is unusual in a place like this to actually have a cocktail napkin underneath. Okay. So I pick up my drink and sticks to it. So I pull it off real quick and look at it.
If you look at the bottom of it, there's a note that says back room, meeting room 2.
Back room, meeting room 2.
Are we noticing
this? Ocala, you probably didn't notice it when you brought you your water, but it also had a cocktail napkin, too.
Okay. Well, maybe I need that napkin to wipe off my tears from my screen.
So
I pick
it's
up...
smeared and you can't read it.
Yeah. I pick it up and I'm like, oh, well, this is interesting.
Yeah, because you didn't look at it at first. Yeah, it's pretty blobby and black. Yeah. So you can't really... It just says something about... something about a in the middle of it. and then the number 2. You don't see a whole lot.
2. Hmm. Okay. Well, I need to look for the restrooms anyway, so...
And my character stands up and goes, you got this. And then walks back to the meeting room 2.
You guys see them making their way back towards there, and the orc bartender kind of gestures at Wrecker and says, I think they're going the same place you're meant to.
Understood.
Walking at the same time?
He kind of just nods knowingly.
Yeah, I'm kind of walking behind you.
The door, I'll hold it open for you.
I'll head back there and nod to Bubbles and Malik to come with me.
Ding!
Okay.
Sparkles.
Okay.
I head back there.
Okay. When you get to the
bar... Can I bring my beer?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Dude, can we bring the brewskis?
You get to the back room.
I'm not drinking.
Yeah.
I mean, in real life, I am, but...
Don't approach.
Your character is a recovering alcoholic.
But in real life, not even close.
Full blown.
Mine is, actually.
Right, so when you pass through the door to the right of the restrooms, there's a little hallway. As soon as you get in it, there's a pretty good-sized troll. He's heavy set. You have a little bit of a hard time sneaking past him in this narrow hallway. And he says, room 2. He says, the person you're meeting will be along shortly. And he ushers you into the room. The door's actually open. And there's a little circular table in there, like a booth.
I sit down.
Can I perceive the room for anything unusual? Anything
sure.
else?
Are you, actually searching around?
No, just looking, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty dodgy. It's small. There's basically just this one booth, table booth in there. It's a good-sized table, so you can definitely all sit around it.
Mm. Keep pretty chill.
Above it is a single light. There are no windows. On the table is an electronic device that you probably recognize as a white noise generator.
Is it booth chairs, or is it, actual chairs?
It is, let's call it, chairs.
Was that the sound of the white noise generator?
That's
what white noise sounds like there.
Yeah. I turn the chair around backwards and sit that way.
Hey, let me rap at you.
Cameras?
Michelle Pfeiffer, Dangerous Minds.
No, you don't see any cameras.
No cameras. Okay, I'll sit down.
Okay.
I, jump up onto my seat, because I'm short.
And you're like, your first time too? Sweating beads.
I'm just sitting there coolly sipping my beer, looking at these two. I'm just
I have a big smile on my face and looking around
I'll turn to the old woman and say, are you looking for the bathroom, man?
I'm sorry,
no, I'm
are you
good.
Lost?
Thank you.
I pull out my comb back my greasy hair.
thing. My dude puts in like headphones kind of thing, and it's got like.
Do you have an attachment on your arm that has a?
Yeah, we did.
Cool. I like it.
You do have earbuds, remember?
I'm into the classics.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're not exchanging names or anything.
I'm gonna wait.
Yeah, that's
I'm gonna
okay,
wait too.
Totally fine.
I don't know if we should.
My character's really into classic pop, so he's like listening to.
Blink-182.
Like, hey, I just met you, and this is crazy. Love that song. It's stuck in my head like crazy.
Are you trying to talk to us or not?
I don't like that soft shit.
Records of hardness.
Come on, man. These are classics.
I look over at Ocala and say, ma'am, are you all right? Because I can see that you've been crying.
Oh, just fine. Thank you.
So we're on the table. You're a bad boy with a heart of gold. That's what you are.
I go right in. I go right in for the introductions. I say, I'm trying to do a read on people as I introduce myself. So I'll say, like, look at the first one and say, hey,
how you doing? Give me a judge intentions roll in.
Judge intentions?
Yeah, let me find out what that is for you.
Okay. Judge intentions. All right, first up on this guy.
You just do one general.
Oh, 5 hits.
Okay.
Just one? I'll take it.
This will be kind of general. You can tell, it would appear to you anyway, that Riker and...
I wasted that roll.
Well, the elf that looks like a Shadowrunner and the dwarf don't look too happy to be here.
Okay.
Right. They're particularly eyeballing you and Ocala and kind of exchanging knowing looks at each other like, can you believe this shit?
Right.
Sometimes. And
with that, I nod to him and just say, Flicker. And it just kind of like says his name. To him, kind of thing, and then look to the other ones, kind of thing. For any type, I'm looking for any hint of socialization, kind of thing, that sort of thing. Kind of really trying to see that on the faces of any of them, or if it's all just everybody's hard AF, you know.
That's kind of how everybody's acting right now.
Gotcha.
Well, except for Ocala, she seems again, she's pretty bubbly.
I say Flicker is my name.
Ocala Shamoon.
And he goes, call me maybe. Yeah. All right. Cool. Nice to meet you.
Oh, my God.
A little CRJ from way back in the day.
I guess I'll turn to Flicker and say, because I've been staring him down. You ever done this before, pal?
Never once in my entire life.
Well, I take it you're not here for combat.
Well, as you can see, he reaches in, pulls out 2 fingers. He goes, "No."
Oh. when he does that, I go to
I tense up with my arm, and then I can't help but smirk.
Right.
And then reach over and say, "Malik, nice to meet you."
Nice to meet you. And I say, but if you need help getting into computer systems, I'm your guy.
I wish you had used a point of edge because you would have just gotten a point of edge for that.
No. Oh, damn.
There he is. Sorry. That was awesome. You almost died. That was awesome.
Okay, chums, that was episode 1. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. Episode 2 should be posted. Go listen to it now. When you're done, if you feel so inclined, please go give us a 5-star rating and a review. Tell a friend we want to meet you. Drop us a line anytime at milkrunpod@gmail.com. And we will get at you. We want to meet you. For the Milk Run Podcast, this is Just Rick signing off. Stay safe out there in those shadows, Chummers.